It's another show with AJ, with me, AJ, me, yeah, woo, started off funky, funny, wow, wow, another day gone, and lost, wow, I don't even know what's wrong with me today, that's creepy, I think that's exactly what I said the last time I did the show, anyway, okay, so it's another show with me, god, I just love that theme song, it just goes on forever in my head, it's another show with me where we talk about anything and everything, we have a good show lined up. It's gonna have everything that I like to do, pretty much, and like to talk about, and things, all that. Okay, folks, I think you already heard him laughing over there. On the show, yet again, we have my good friend Dante over there.
What's up?
Oh, see, he actually said a two-word.
Oh, yeah.
He's in a good mood today. He's actually bored out of his mind. Yeah, I just love this show. This is the best thing that I've ever done, probably. Besides conquering my fear of heights, which I still haven't done, but trust me, that's going to be on my agenda to conquer. It's going to be on my bucket list when I grow up. That's one thing I never understood, a bucket list. Never really understood the purpose. Is it just pretty much things to do before I die, or, like, yeah, I never really understood it. Most people say they do it before they turn a certain age or before they die. Yeah, just when I die, the last thing on my bucket list, how to die. I'm going to go up on a wheelchair or whatever I'm in. I'm going to go skydiving. No parachute. When I'm ready to die, I want to do one thing. I'm going to save it until I'm old. When I'm done, I'm going to go skydiving with no parachute or anything. I'm just going to jump, and I'm going to have fun doing it. I'm going to be like, woo! Splat! That's all you're gonna hear is just splat. Pow! Hopefully an explosion. That'll make people come looking for me. I'm gonna do a new civilization so they know that I'm dead. Alright, folks. It's past. Everyone did it. Everyone loves it. It's something to do with your family during the summer. 4th of July has recently passed. And it just went, for me, it went normally like every other 4th of July. We go to the place, we get set up, we sit around, talk, hang out, do whatever we want, and wait for the fireworks. Fireworks come. Actually, I think this fireworks show is pretty better than last year to me. It was actually at the same exact place I had with the fireworks, but I think they did a lot better in this show because they had like 15 grand finales, and it was weird. After the third time they did it, I was just like, no, this is the finale. After that, finale. And then finally the finale came with just a bunch of fireworks after another. I don't know why I keep sniffling. And what I would have loved is if they had an American flag at the end. A bunch of fireworks going off and an American flag forms. That would have just been perfect. I was kind of hoping for that the whole show. Like, American flag, no. American flag, no. Every firework that went up, I was just like, when I saw three fireworks go up in a row, I was like, American flag, no. Just a bunch of circles.
But it didn't happen, did it?
Nope. They did have Saturn in there, though. They formed the planet Saturn. Saturn's the one with a bunch of rings, right? The rings around it? I believe so. Or, I don't know all the planets, actually. Like, I know the planets' names, but I don't know, like, which ones have rings and all that. I know Earth doesn't, or else we'd be skating on those things. It'd be like $5 million for a ticket to go up there. I don't think I would do it after that. Just go to an ice skating rink. You can go around in circles. For a cheaper price. Well, then you'd probably be alone up there, too, so. Yeah. You'd have to be very rich. Dante?
What?
What would you do for your 4th of July?
Nothing. Just kidding. I went to the sports complex, and there was like a football field near it, and we got and just pulled up into this
Cricket, tick tock.
Blank field, and we just waited until the fireworks came at 9 o'clock, and then that's it.
During the summer, you have to wait till like 9 o'clock to get a good show. or else it's too light outside. The people kept teasing us. We thought we had, because we came like 2 hours early. We laid out a blanket and everything. We were right behind these trees, and they were shooting off fireworks, and we thought that's where the fireworks were going to be, and we thought we had bad seats. As soon as the fireworks show started, it started to the right of us, but we had perfect view of it. And we were going to move farther away from it, so we got pretty good seats. And it was just good. Besides all the smoke, you'd think that the Yarnell fire was near us.
Okay, AJ.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the firework went right above us?
No, you did not.
It was super loud.
I would expect it to be. How big was it?
It was a normal firework, and it like flew close to us, and my dad got scared.
Your dad got scared?
Yeah.
Wow. The grown man gets scared, and the kids are just like, "Woo, do it again!" No, no. You're gonna have some hearing problems in the future if you keep getting fireworks over you. Because loud noises don't do well in the ears when you turn 60. Because then you really start losing hearing. And that's horrible. My dad has a car. Well, duh. But he has a surround system in his car. Like a loud stereo. And he likes to play it loud sometimes. Oh, he used to play it really loud. And usually I'm in the back seat right next to the speaker in the front. The front is actually better when it comes up when he's playing his music. But, yeah, it gets pretty loud, so I think I'm going to have some hearing problems in the future. Yeah, my ears hurt out of nowhere, and they ring a lot. So, my mom actually told me that when your ears ring, someone's talking about you. And in school, when my ears ring, I'm just like, all right, who's talking behind my back? I'm watching all y'all mouse move. If I see the word AJ come out of anyone's your mouth, I'm going for you. What you talk about me for? You got my money or something? You stole something from me? And I'm like, oh, I took this from AJ. I wonder how long it's going to take for him to realize it. I just realized it. Now give me it back. I try to be nice in school. I try not to be like everyone else.
Because you're Mr. Good Guy.
I'm a Mr. Good Guy. Isn't there like a soda or something? That's a Dr. Good Guy.
Yep.
Or, yeah.
Dr. Good Guy.
Isn't there a bar like that? A candy bar? Like Mr. Good Guy or something like that? I thought there was. It's like a crunchy, kind of hard chocolate bar. Like when you freeze one, only not as cold, not as hard. Chocolate. I love chocolate. I just don't like a lot of chocolate. Like how brownies. What the heck is a brownie? A grandma brownie. Oh. Well, whenever I have brownies and they like smothered in chocolate with chocolate chips all over it with chocolate syrup. See, that's delicious to you, but for me, I'd have a heart attack if I ate that. That is just too much chocolate.
I would eat the whole thing to myself.
Probably wouldn't. You wouldn't gain a single pound.
No, that's my sister. But me, yes, I would.
Yeah. I'm jealous of your sister. She can eat whatever she wants, and she will never gain a pound. Lucky. She's like a dog.
But then everyone will be able to pick you up and throw you. Because you'll be so light.
The wind. I'm surprised she doesn't blow away when the wind comes. You just... Whee! Like that book, Flat Stanley. Or, yeah. I used to read his books all the time. Yeah. Dogs. I don't know why. But I love dogs. For some reason, I feel like I'm going to be one of those cat people. But I don't really like cats because they're kind and stuff. But dogs, they protect you. They play with you. They just need a little bit more maintenance, depending on the dog. They can catch a lot more diseases than cats can.
Dog is a man's best friend.
Yeah, as long as you treat it right. If you are mean to that dog, it's your worst enemy. Man's worst enemy.
Might come home one day and it might just eat you.
Right? You walk through that door, you'll be like, "Hi, boy." People, your wife comes in, honey, oh my God, someone call 911. Woman, your husband's bleeding out. He has bite marks all on him. He's dead. I probably shouldn't say that. Someone probably has had something like that before. That's depressing if you think of it that way. But cats, The one reason I couldn't have cats is because cats always shed.
And they stink.
Especially those hairless ones. Those things are disgusting. They're all wrinkly. And you have to give it a bath like every 2 days or else it stinks really bad. It's like us having no skin. Well,
if we had no skin, we wouldn't be able to take a bath because
we'd burn. Now you see the meat inside of us.
We wouldn't be able to wear anything either. That would hurt. Probably stick to us. Because blood would be in our body.
Yeah.
Just stick to you. You're like, oh, crud.
I can't move. It's like getting a bathing suit. When you walk in, it clings to you. And it doesn't let go. Unless you jump up and down. Like,
oh, when you get out of the water?
No, then you're just pouring water out. Like you're a gallon of water. All you see is... You're just like, how much can I hold? How much water can I hold? I love swimming, though. Last year, I think I was in the pool every single day for hours a day. I had to, be forced out of the pool to get out. I was, part fish. This year, I've gone swimming twice. And it's crazy. For some reason, I feel like I need the chlorine on my skin. I need the chlorine to leave. I did go swimming for a total of probably 5 hours this year. And summer's almost over. So, yeah, I need to go swimming. I feel like I need to go swimming. I just love swimming. It's something, your weight goes away. And it's like you weigh 10 pounds. Because you could, when you're in the pool... Excuse you. When you're in the pool, you can pick up... It seems like you can pick up a car. No. A car sinks pretty fast. You'd be able to lift it up a little, but I don't think you'd be able to pick it up. But, yeah, swimming. I just love swimming. It's like part of me. Dante, do you like swimming?
I like space.
Okay, this has been a random thought by Dante. Stay tuned for next week where he talks about pickles. No, not really. He probably is now. If he comes to tour, I'm going to be like, I like pickles.
I love pickles.
Yeah, I know you do. I don't know how you people eat pickles.
It's disgusting. I don't know how you don't eat anything on your hamburger.
Shh! I eat lettuce and tomato on my hamburgers. But if I go out...
You only eat ketchup and mustard.
That's if I go to a fast food restaurant. I only prefer ketchup and mustard. But if my dad or mom makes hamburgers, I put lettuce, tomato, cheese, and all that on it. McDonald's, I don't like their toppings. It's disgusting. None of their toppings are good. Why are you laughing at me? It ain't funny.
Yeah, it is.
I'm surprised you can eat them without gagging. You just hum, hum, hum. I'm looking at you like, I ain't right. You're not supposed to.
It tastes good.
Maybe to you. I just don't like McDonald's toppings or any place toppings.
Then what do you like, KJ?
I like life.
You like Jack in the Crack?
I love Jack in the Crack. My favorite fast food restaurant. You like Mickey D's.
Duh, it tastes good.
Yeah. You know what's in their food?
No, but I don't want to hear.
Sugar.
Sugar tastes good.
Apparently. If you had it your way, you go to McDonald's every day.
I do have it my way.
No, you don't. That's Burger King, is it? Have it your way. Have it your way. Have it your way. Taco Bell? No. There's this Liv Moss. Burger King, have it your way. I can't remember the place. They say their name and have it your way. I feel like it's Burger King.
McDonald's like, I'm loving it.
Yeah, McDonald's, I'm loving it. Jack in the Box, think outside the box or something like that.
Yep, that's...
Taco Bell is Liv Moss. Burger King, have it your way. I guess that's it. I haven't seen an advertisement for Burger King. Speaking of Burger King, they deliver now. Some people find that disgusting. I honestly don't see how they find it disgusting. I mean, you get pizza delivered to you. What's wrong with getting a burger delivered to you? Kim Kardashian did it. She got 12 burgers delivered to her. And her brother Rob ate them all up. He's just like, let me have one more burger. And that was his fifth or sixth burger. He had half a dozen. And then they ordered pizza and Chinese. or yeah, Chinese food. Well, she was pregnant, so she could get away with it. He said he's starting his metabolism. Let's go with that. He said something like that. And then he's like, I can't wait to go to the gym tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, really? Why not do it that morning? I don't know how we got into this topic. Oh, yeah, burgers.
Let's talk about Legos.
Legos has... They have a bunch of different kind of Legos out there.
What is your favorite kind of Lego, AJ?
What do you mean, my favorite kind of Lego?
There's lots of Legos. There's Ninjago Legos. There's...
Those are, like, different sets.
Exactly.
I like the Legos that you build stuff. Where you can, like... Not the Legos where you build whatever you want, but they come with a kit and instructions that you have to build. That's what I like. Because I built a spaceship. And I know you built a helicopter.
I like Ninjago Legos.
You like so you like the little figure guys?
Yes.
That are like...
That I make...
Maybe...
Their vehicles and a base.
Yeah, I know.
And make bad guys steal their weapons.
I saw your set. That was amazing. It probably took you all day. But he built a set. He pretty much built like a town in a way. He had the ninjas set up in their own base, and then he had a top floor for them. Then he had a helicopter, a bunch of cars, then he had a bank. He had a bank set up. Then he had an evil guy's base set up with a bunch of vehicles and stuff.
But then I destroyed it because I needed,
pieces?
Pieces.
For?
The top of the ninjas' lair.
So you pretty much destroyed the cities for the ninjas. See, ninjas aren't that good. Ninjas aren't. Because if they're destroying cities and stuff for their own lairs, what good are they?
Cole's good.
Yeah, your favorite's Cole. I think my favorite's Zane. He'd have to be my favorite. Maybe because he's a ninjroid. An android and a ninja. For some of you that would not get that. And trust me, there's a lot of you. Like, Dante wouldn't have got that the first time. Nah, he probably would. He watches Ninjago just like I do. I don't think I've actually seen the first... I've seen the first episode.
I used to watch it, but not anymore.
I know. They're trying to replace it. Did you see that the Lego Chima is starting a new season? So, they're trying another shot at trying to get rid of them. I don't think it's going to be as good. I think your first shot is the best it's going to get. Unlike in Transformers, that movie, the first one was pretty good. I didn't really like the second one.
I don't like the first Transformers because how...
Your favorite character dies?
Jazz.
He likes the little sports car.
He's awesome.
Kind of was a little cocky.
But my second favorite is Bumblebee. Because he's my favorite car. A Camaro.
I think Ironhide would have to be my favorite Autobot. Yeah, he's pretty cool. He's old, but he has a lot of heart in him.
In the video games, I like the Decepticons. Because you could destroy whatever you want.
I know, and get away with it. Most of the Decepticons fly.
But when you're a good guy, you're not really supposed to destroy anything.
I know, you're not really supposed to transform unless you're fighting a Decepticon. Oh, but in the game, you had to go and destroy the satellite dishes. Oh, wait, was that a Decepticon? No, that was an Autobot.
Yeah, no, the police station.
Yeah, you had to destroy the satellite dishes to make sure your fellow Autobots can come.
For PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Transformers, the game.
Woo! I've actually played it before, and I finally found it again to this day. So, yeah, I've actually beat it. I actually got it like a week ago, and I already beat it. And then we find cheats for it.
Yeah.
So, after you beat a game, then you put the cheats in. It's fun at first, but you have no missions to do. Like in Saints Row. I have Saints Row 2 for my PS3. I know, how lame am I? They're coming out with a fourth one. I haven't even played the first one. Yeah, I've looked at the stuff for the first one. But I don't think... The first one's pretty cool. I mean, it's pretty much the same, just the graphics are low. But the city is exactly the same. The third one, I don't think... It would take me a while to get places and stuff. Like in Saints Row 2, I don't even need GPS to get me anywhere. I just can drive there. I know where it is. But in Saints Row 3, Like, that's a whole new thing. I wonder what Central 4 is going to be like.
AJ.
Yes?
One thing that I do not like about in games is when they make a whole new game, and you'll buy it. It'll cost a lot of money, and then you'll buy it, and then you'll start playing it, and they'll make a new one, and then that game will go cheaper. The one that you just bought will go cheaper, and then the new one will cost a lot of money, and you won't even get to buy that one because you don't have no more money. Because you saved up all your money to buy the first one. That's not that good. Then they make more and more and more, like Saints Row.
Yeah.
And Assassin's Creed, my favorite game.
Yeah, I'm going to let you talk about Assassin's Creed.
Okay. In Assassin's Creed, I looked up on the internet. There's five different ones, I believe. Or six? There's five. Assassin's Creed 1, Assassin's Creed 2, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, Assassin's Creed Revelation, and Assassin's Creed 3. One thing I don't get is how they skipped. They put two Assassin's Creed, Brotherhood and Revelation, in between 2 and 3. And I bought Revelation thinking that it was the first one. Then I bought Brotherhood thinking it was the second one. And then when I played it, there's the same guys. But in 1, 2, and 3, they're different guys than the people in Brotherhood and Revelation. Because in Brotherhood, you're a kid, like 20-something, and you're young. And in Revelation, you get to be the same guy, but older.
I've actually played Revelations before. I never beat the game because I got stuck having too much fun where I go to the city, and I like to get all the
I like the armor. I like to be an armor person because you get so much health.
Yeah.
On Brotherhood, I had Revelation first, and I was playing it, and I got to 18%, and it's kind of far when you mostly just run around, do whatever you want, and barely do the missions. So it seems like you're far. And then I bought Brotherhood because it looked so awesome, but it was just not that awesome. Just telling you guys, not that awesome. And then it's so much easier in Brotherhood to get money, armor, and weapons. In Revelation, you start off different in Brotherhood. Brotherhood, you start off with a lot of money and a lot of armor, a lot of health, and an awesome outfit, a really, really awesome outfit. And then your town gets bombed, and then you lose all your stuff, and then you have to restart with just 3 bars of health and $0 in his under outfit.
Wow. That must really suck.
It
does. You go from wealthy and armored to
nothing.
Poor.
Because you're all awesome. Everybody likes you. You're in your own town. And then the guards come bomb you.
Can you do whatever you want in the beginning of Brotherhood?
No. Yeah. No. It takes forever to beat the first part.
Go ahead.
And then you turn into the guy that you are normally, but you just get in this machine to save the earth. You turn into him and you go to the place where you are when you run around, do anything you want.
Mm-hmm. I just love Revelations. I haven't even beat the game. I don't even think I'm at 20%. But I got to where you can run around, do whatever you want. I get the guys that chase after you, like your enemies, the guards.
Yep.
I get them to chase after me. I go on the roofs. They follow me. And I go roof jumping. I go from roof to roof, and they just follow me. That's probably the most fun I could ever have on that game.
I love Revelation too, because the crossbow is so much upgrade, so much better. It's in Brotherhood, it's wood, and in Revelation, it's I think metal. It looks so much better.
Is it work as much?
It kind of works the same, but it looks way better because the wood one curves into a handle. In the Revelation, you have a normal crossbow you would normally just go buy at the store.
Mm-hmm.
And in Brotherhood, you get two hidden knives. And then you get upgraded to a hook blade because your knife peels.
Isn't that in Revelations?
Yeah, that's what I said. And then you get a hook blade so you could climb up roofs and catch with your hook blade.
I love using that. I'd be like, I'm about to fall. No, I'm not. I always thought it was attached to his hand. Like, I thought it comes out of his hand. So whenever he hooked onto a roof, I was always just like, oh, that must hurt. Because it's like peeling out of his skin, but instead it's like attached to some thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Assassin's Creed. I do. It's just... It's... I don't even know how to describe it in a way. It's like a game that I always want where you can go around and pretty much do everything.
It's sad when one of your assassins, when you get one and they die.
Yeah, that's depressing.
Because you can't take them to a hospital and get them health or anything.
They just die.
And you close their eyes and so sad. Yes. Normally when one of my assassins die, I take them to a place where there's money, like a treasure box, and I just put them next to it and close their eyes and leave.
That's depressing.
Because I just make them die like they're in their own world with a lot of money.
You surround them by weapons and stuff. There,
I do. I drop some weapons near him.
You're king. You will die a king.
And then I just go get a new assassin.
Yeah, that it gets better after you get a new assassin, but
because
still.
Because your assassin gets leveled up fast and
yeah,
a lot of points.
I went to this one place where in Revelations, I went to their enemy base, and I called all my assassins, and I watched one by one die.
Kind of sucks in the Assassin's Creed, where in Brotherhood and Revelation, you could only get 6 assassins, 3 bars of them, because... You get more assassins than that, but you have to put them on missions. That's the only thing you can do with them.
And it takes a long time.
It's like 20 minutes or for like a hard mission, but you have to put your good assassins if you want them to do a good hard mission.
I love it when it says when percentage to be completed, like the chance of him completing the mission. I love it when it says 100%. I love it when it says that. I'm always just like, woo, he ain't gonna fail. 99%, oh, he'll win. Your assassin died on the mission. Really? 1% chance and he died. Yeah. He went and a bird got in his way.
You'd have to have like 6 assassins that are level 10 if you want to beat a hard mission.
Yeah.
On one of them because they're so hard. I put level 1s, 6 level 1s, and they all died. I was so mad.
Well, that's what your fault. You sent 6 weak ones to go save someone.
Those are the only ones I had.
There was this one dude in Revelations, it was nighttime, and he said he could beat me. He said that he was an assassin, he could help us, and to prove it, he'd beat me in a race. So I beat him in the race, but still, I was like, what kind of dude just goes up to you and be like, I'm an assassin, I can help you. I was just like, but he's on my team. I don't think I ever leveled him up or anything. I think I actually killed him. Oh, well. Things happen.
I like going on the roofs and making guards up there because making guards go up there because you could just knock them down. Like, because the strong ones that you cannot hurt until you just, like, reverse their moves, you could just hit them one time and they fall off the building and they die.
Boom. There are these guys, they're the mercenaries that you can find on roofs and stuff. I like to get them on my team because they go jumping on the roofs. But the samurai, I hate them.
You mean the thieves are the ones that are
on the
roof.
Yeah, the thieves.
And the mercenaries are the ones on the ground.
Yeah, I hate them because they have these big swords and stuff and they can't climb up anything.
They can climb a little bit, but on Assassin Brotherhood, the people look so fake.
Seriously?
Yes. But on Revelation, they look so much cooler.
Yeah. Their I love how you can be stuff. Walking with a group of people and you like change into what they all change into like gray or something. And you blend in with them.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're walking by guards, you'll be like, they're all just like, nothing going on.
One thing that I really like about Assassin's Creed is that you could change your color of your outfit. I did not think that was possible.
And which one?
Both of them.
Really?
Yeah, you go to this place where they dye clothes. You could dye your cape and dye your clothes. And you could get pouches, carry more weapon, you could carry a heavy weapon with it. You could get more bombs, captivity, and bullets.
Well, I'm looking at one of the things, and it says barbecue. And it reminds me, for the 4th of July party, we had a barbecue.
Lucky.
Yeah, it was just a nice little barbecue. But, oh, okay, I'm going to go back to the swimming topic. this kid, he went with us. He was really, he's seven, so yeah, he's a little annoying because we're all teenagers and stuff. But he brought two of his little army men, and he started crying because he couldn't find one. Well, we opened up the sewer to the hot tub, and we saw it. It was at the bottom with a bunch of leaves and stuff. But there was a giant cockroach in there that was dead. And we're just like, we wouldn't get that. But he dug his hand in there and grabbed it out. We're just like, oh, my God. So, supposedly he said he washed his hands. So, we were all good with it and everything. But all of a sudden, when it comes to the barbecue, he touched the steak sauce. And none of us were just like, no. Because I thought he licked the cap. I could have sworn he brought it up to his face and went, sip. So, I wasn't using it anymore. But this kid could out-eat me. And I'm 13. I'm not going to say his name, but when they asked what he wanted, he said, I want two burgers, I want two chicken, I want two ribs, I want two hot dogs. And we asked if he wanted mac and cheese or pasta salad or anything. He said, nope. He's wanted all the meat. And everyone's just like, how about we give you two hot dogs and a burger? He kind of got mad, but he's like, sure. But he was complaining until he got the ribs. He was not happy until he got the ribs. He was just like, everyone's like, what are you done? He's like, I'm waiting for the ribs. And we're just like, God. And he was so annoying. He acted like everything there was his when it's not even his house. Like after the fireworks went off, he went home and everyone's just like, it's so quiet. Like, I was even in a bad mood after a while. Because I've dealt with some annoying kids in my life, but he, wow, always wanting stuff, and he's claiming everything his. And for some reason, everyone decided to leave me with him, and I was in charge of him. Like, my friends and all that. They decided to take off and left me in charge with him. So I had to deal with a kid that was annoying me to death all the time. Luckily, he would leave the room for a while and then come back, but wow, it was horrible. Yeah, this kid just, wow, 7 years old, can out-eat me, just, wow.
But I bet he cannot out-eat me. What was it called? Eat out me?
Out-eat you.
He cannot do that.
Or overeat more than you can, or something like that. But
right.
This kid could eat. Now, the burgers, though, they were delicious. I loved the burgers. But some of it was a little pink and kind of worried me, but nothing bad happened. I'm still alive.
I'd be like, cook it longer, please.
Well, it was already in the middle. I already ate half the thing, so I might as well. I mean, yeah, it was pink, but.
How many did you eat?
Only ate one.
Oh, good. One won't hurt you. But two would.
Yeah, probably die. Probably get very sick if you ate two of them. I only ate one. I had mac and cheese, burger, and steak. That steak was good. Like, really good. Well, someone's getting bored.
No, I'm just tired from last night. I didn't get enough sleep.
Really? You really didn't get enough sleep last night?
Yes, I didn't.
Says the dude that fell asleep at 10:30.
That's because I'm used to doing that now.
You fell asleep for 12 hours straight. You were asleep for 12 hours.
Well, no, I wasn't. I woke up early like I normally do, but I didn't see you wake, so I didn't get up. I just opened my eyes. I was like, oh, wow, AJ's still asleep. Okay, go back to sleep then.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was awake for a while. I was watching TV. Kept closing my eyes because I saw your eyes were closed, so I was just like, Dante's not awake, so I slayed there.
We were doing the same thing. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's why you can't do that. That's why you have to lay there with their
eyes open.
I actually saw this joke. It said, when you're at your friend's house and their whole family gets into an argument, and you're just like, that's a nice wall. And when you sleep over at a friend's house and you're the first one awake, for the next 2 hours, you're staring at the ceiling.
AJ, something embarrassing is like when you have someone sleep over and your parents fight. That is so embarrassing.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
I'm just like, okay.
Seriously, can you take that outside? Because I have a friend over here and you're making a bad impression.
I went to someone's house that their parents were fighting. It felt really awkward.
Yeah, because you don't know what to do.
I was like, should I go? I'll come back another night when like someone's working and something.
My friend Spencer, I brought him over to my house And my dad actually scared him. My dad, because my dad's all big and everything, and he scared him.
That's skinny. Your dad is not big. He's tall, but he's skinny.
Yeah. My dad's not that skinny. He's a good size. I mean, your dad's skinny.
Short,
yeah.
No, but he's has muscle.
My dad has muscle?
You don't see it because he wears long shirts. You could just see his arm. It's like halfway arm.
Yeah, my dad's arms are smaller than what they used to be, but he used to work out every 3 nights.
But I had this... There was this kid that was like my best friend, AJ. And then... Mm-hmm. I spent a night at his house all the time. Then I said he could spend the night at... I asked my dad if he could spend the night, and he said yes. And then him, my dad and my stepmom got in a fight while he was there, and it was so embarrassing for me. And I was like, how about we just stick to spending the night at your house or someone else's house?
That's kind of what happened to me and my friend Spencer. The slumber party stay at his house. So, I think I spent the night there twice, actually. First time was for his birthday party, and the second time because he was going to Washington for the summer. So, we spent the night at his house before he left. We never saw each other again until school starts back up, because luckily we're in the same class next year. So, yay, that's cool. Excuse me.
Do you have, like, different, different teachers?
Yes.
For different classes?
Math, I have my sixth grade teacher, actually. He moved up to seventh grade. Now he's a seventh grade math. And so I have, for the first quarter, I have a science teacher. Her name is Miss Williams. But for the second half, my homeroom teacher is going to be Mr. Zuckerman, a social studies teacher. And the reports I've heard from those two teachers are not good. So I'm just like, kind of worried, because my homeroom is the science teacher.
Do you have any teams?
What do you mean teams?
Different teams that there's groups of kids that go on different teams. In Paul Verde, there's lots of different teams. And
no, at Trailside, all I know is that you just go to different classes. I don't think you go with your class the whole time. I think your class like goes to different classes at different times. I said classes a lot. Saying that five times fast. I was about to say that five times class. Fail. Try saying that five times fast. Classes. I almost said glasses. There are some things you can't say five times fast, like Sally sells seashells at the seashore.
Try that's not that. One word. That's like 13 words. Because we're 13.
Sally sells seashells at the seashore. That's seven! Six! No, seven.
Six, seven, eight, four, eight. Three, two, one,
it's
zero.
Eight. So you were off by... I'm not doing math right now. 12, 11, 10, 9,
8, 5. I tricked you.
Wow. Yesterday, I actually had your sister quizzing me on math. She gave me pi times 5 and all that crap.
You might have thought it was fun for a little bit, but me listening to it was very boring.
I needed the help. In case you didn't realize, I had to find out what 13 minus what equals 8.
Tell your dad that you need extra math.
No, thank you. I'm going to go through the school year with what I need to get with. I'm not going to get a tutor and stuff.
It's so fun having extra stuff. So easy. I have extra reading. Like, extra help reading. So fun.
I always say people that need help in reading, they always say that reading's their worst subject. Reading's my favorite subject. Math is my worst, but everyone's like, oh, math's my favorite. Math's my favorite. Like, am I the odd kid out?
I love science. It's my favorite.
We didn't really do science much last year. We dissected a cow eye.
In seventh grade, you do a lot of science. Your science teacher will be asking you.
Oh, yeah. We're dissecting frog pellets.
She or he will be asking you, did you learn about this in sixth grade? Did you learn about this in sixth grade?
She did that.
How much did you do in science?
She already asked us that, actually.
Yeah.
Since she's my homeroom teacher. At the last day of school, we all went to our homeroom teachers for next year, and she actually asked us those questions. She's just like, have you guys dissected the frog pellet or whatever? And we're just like, no. She's like, really?
There was this stuff that in like sixth grade where we just dissected this like a bird throw up.
Ew.
It was so gross, but it was like all hard. We got this little pick thing and we just took out little bones that the bird has eaten. It was cool because I like science, but it was gross too.
Bird puke.
Yes.
That is different. Like a.
It was like. It was like.
You're just like it's all. That was a good one. I'm sorry. You're just.
It's just a noise, AJ. It's just a noise.
I know, but that was just funny. It's all. My friend, he actually watched this thing from Cat Williams, and this one thing he says from the thing, he's just it always cracks me up. The first time he said it, it was the first time I saw the movie A Haunted House.
Haunted House.
That movie is so funny. When his girlfriend is farting in the bed.
That's funny.
That was funny. No movie's funny. It's just making fun of Paranormal Activity.
It was a funny part on it that I really, that was funny. But it's really, really bad. So I'm not going to say it.
Yeah. Just don't even, most of that movie is R-rated. Not really, but like near the end is R-rated. And near the beginning is R-rated. Because it's going to give you tips on animals. Remember that?
Huh?
Remember the scene in the movie where he was thought that his girlfriend and him were going to have some fun? And so he's like, get your notes, get a pencil.
That was fun.
And he's all showing them and everything. And he was weird. He's just weird. He's a weird person. But if you've seen the movie Baby Big Daddy, not Big Daddy, that's Adam Sandler. Big Man or something like that. Baby Boy. What is it called?
That's My Boy.
No. That movie where that midget it acts like a baby to get the diamond.
Oh, that's
Little Man.
The worst movie on the planet, but my sister loves it.
What is it?
Little Man?
It is?
Yeah.
You hate it?
Yes, I hate that movie. It's so dumb.
Your voice got deep. You're just dumb. Dumb.
You can't do it, so.
Dumb.
Dumb.
I can't. Dumb. I can't do it. That's weird. You can. You're lucky you hit puberty. You can hit those low notes. Me?
Hit the high one. Let's get it.
He can't hit the high notes. I can go. He can go. Oh. But he can't hit that.
That does not sound pleasant, AJ.
That's because I'm not really trying, or else I'd probably blow the sound. You'd be like... Sound like a nuke.
Nuketown on Black Ops is so cool.
I do like Nuketown. Lots of people like it because it's so small. And if you play online, the first thing that happens out here is... And grenades go flying. I love the beginning. It's just grenades are everywhere. Out here, boom, boom, boom.
Remember that time when me and you were playing in... It was just me and you. We weren't online or anything. We were just throwing tomahawks from each house, and I got you right in your head.
I don't remember playing Black Ops with you.
It was when you lived in that one house with that dog.
Oh, I remember now. Yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun. I remember that.
I hit you right in your head. I was like...
I think I beat Black Ops in less than 24 hours.
I like the new Black Ops.
Black Ops 2?
Yes. I like zombies.
That one took me a while.
In the first Black Ops, there's, like, always gonna be Nazi zombies. But in Black Ops 2, you don't really see a lot of Nazis.
I know, you don't.
You have to get on a high level, like, round 20.
And then it's Nazi zombies.
And they're hard.
You know who my favorite person in Black Ops is?
Who?
Dr. Richthofen. Huh? The, like, German dude.
It's so weird in Black Ops 2 that you're, like, at a volcano in the first place of zombies.
In which one?
Black Ops 2, you're at a volcano where the ground is
cracked. Oh, yeah. It's like you're inside a volcano in a way.
Yeah, and you touch the crack and you get on fire.
Yeah. The train yard in the first one, it's confusing.
I like the train.
The
bus place where you get on the bus and you just drive. You shoot the zombies and stuff. It's so fun.
I hate it when the zombies are I love it when the zombies are behind you. They're all sprinting. They're just like...
Oh, yeah, and they're on fire.
Yeah, they're all on fire.
The dogs will start chasing you, and they can't even get you because...
I know.
Unless the door opens.
You know what I hate when you're running through where the bus is, like how it's all cloudy and stuff? I hate it if you're walking through that because these monkey things are coming after you. But if you turn around and you see one flying at you, they have these giant heads and they're all just... And they're all weird looking. It's like a glitch or something. I don't know if they fixed that or what, but it's just weird.
I wish, like, you could climb up anything in Black Ops 2, because you could climb up stuff where zombies can't get. But zombies could in Black Ops 2 could jump high.
Oh, yeah, they're just...
They just go... Boing.
Boing.
Wherever, however high you are, they could jump to that. Even, like, if there was a glitch where you could blow up the stairs to the farm place.
Eh?
There's a zombie place where there's a farm. There's a farm.
Yeah,
if you blow up the stairs to it, like, if there was a glitch, you could blow it up. The zombies could just jump up there anyways.
I was playing Resident Evil 6. You played Left 4 Dead 2, right?
Yeah, that's my second favorite game.
You know how those one zombies, the hunters, how they jump at you?
Yes.
Well, I was playing Resident Evil 6, and I was killing a bunch of zombies. All of a sudden, one just goes, yee, and jumps straight over my head. I was just like, Left 4 Dead 2, Left 4 Dead 2 has joined Resident Evil 6. And I was just like, it's a game merger. And it was epic. I was just like, woo, two games in one.
Well, this was a fun show today.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intentions? Wow. Okay, folks, this has been Little Fella Radio with your host, AJ, me, and I'm doing that again. With your host, me, and Dante as
Peace.
The co-host. Yeah, Dante likes the song. Today's show has been brought to you by Fat Guy Radio Show, the pretty much thing that inspired this. Thank you for that. It's been wonderful for being on that show and getting my own. So, thank you for that. Gotta give that a shout out. Thank you for that. Okay, folks, if you want to listen to this, you know the website, lillfellowradio.com. It's a radio show all about me and most times Dante, who's gonna be in it a lot, trust me. And it's just, like I said, talk about anything and everything. You guys just thank you. I just love it. Now, this show is also brought to you by my dad's internet website, Niden.com. It's Niodin, Niden.com. It has free games, movies, it even has its own social network on it. You can pretty much do anything on it. It's a national interactive on-demand network. Niodin. Yeah, I think I did that right. And it's pretty much where you can do anything on it. And yes, my podcast will be able to be heard on Niden also. Just go to the Just for Kids section and you will be able to listen to it. Now, thank you for listening me. I enjoy it. Thank you, everyone that's listening out there. I hope the show becomes a great hit and everyone enjoys it. Thank you for listening and have a nice life. Bye! Why don't people understand my intentions?